Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey there, and welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. Today's episode is all about forgiveness and how God forgives us. Today on the podcast, as we think about this, what I realize is sometimes we need to forgive other people. That maybe they betrayed us, or they lied to us, or they hurt us, and we end up carrying around bitterness, resentment, and maybe that sense of unforgiveness. But sometimes we're on the other end of that. Sometimes we have been forgiven by God, and yet we wrestle with forgiving ourselves. I've found that a lot of people really do have a hard time of forgiving themselves. It's almost like we say in our minds, I know God's forgiven me, but I haven't forgiven myself for something I did in the past. For some people, it's a recurring sin. There's something they do over and over again, and they pray big prayers, and for a while they have success, and then at some point it pops back up. For some, it's the sexual past. There's a time where it seemed fun and it seemed right, but later there's baggage and weight and guilt. For other people, it's that you love somebody and you got into a relationship you didn't mean to, or you said something to somebody that you loved and you said that thing that you can't take back and it's hurt. And so you've had a hard time getting past it, forgiving yourself. Well, today I want to give you three brief thoughts about how God releases us. And what inspired this is I've been looking at Genesis chapter 45 at a guy named Joseph who learned how to forgive his brothers who had done awful, awful things. And he models for us what God does for us. Number one, when God forgives, number one, he releases us. He releases us. He doesn't hold it against us that once it's been dealt with, once we've brought it to God, he eliminates it. He gets rid of it. For Joseph, in the first 9 verses of chapter 45, he reveals who he is to his brothers, and they were speechless. And yet, here's what he says. He says, God sent me here ahead of you. Verse 7, God sent me ahead of you to keep you and your families alive. And so, in other words, he's not holding it against them. And so the reminder for you is that your biggest sin isn't too big for God's grace, that God is willing and able to release it once you've dealt with it. Thought number 2 about all this is that God reinforces us. That when he forgives us, he places his spirit inside of us. In verses 10 through 14 of Genesis 45, Joseph says to his brothers, even though they deserve punishment, he says, you can live. He says in verse 11, I will take care of you. And then at the end of it, verse 15, he kisses them as a way of saying, we're still in relationship. And so when God forgives us, he does those same things. He picks us up and he kisses us and he restores us and he uses us. The reminder here is that you are not what you've done. You are not labeled by the sin that's in your life, that God reinforces you and says, I love you, you're my child. The third takeaway of this is that God restores us. God restores us. Pharaoh, who's the leader of the land, hears about Joseph's brothers, and he gives them assignments. He says to them in verse 17, load up, pack your animals, hurry, go back to the land, get your father. And so what's interesting is that they still have a future in front of them. There's something that God still wants them to do. And I believe God does that for us. He picks us up and he says, I'm giving you a brand new name. He picks us up and says, I'm giving you a new purpose. And he picks us up and he paints for us a brand new future. I heard a pastor say this recently, and I think this is so true when it comes to the way that God forgives us. Here's what he said. He said, you can't change your past, but Christ can change your future. And so today I want to encourage you, would you allow God to release that sin? Would you allow him to reinforce you and reinsure you of his love? And would you allow God to restore you and show you that he still has a future hope and dream for you? And then while we're at it, maybe there's somebody we need to do this same thing to today, to release them, to reinforce them, to restore them. How does God forgive? This is the way he does it. May you and I experience it and extend it to others. I love you guys. Hope you have a great day today, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.